Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to Heather in the news.
Oh, you guys, I'm just reading about Dave Coulier. He was just diagnosed with cancer. So I've been reading his story. He was diagnosed with stage 3 non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Super sad. Diagnosed in October after he had an upper respiratory infection and it caused some major swelling in his lymph nodes. And he said, finally, by the time one of his lymph nodes was like the size of a golf ball, doctors were like, you know what? It's time to go in and get scanned, get a biopsy. And he said, you know, I went from having what I thought was just like a major cold to being diagnosed with cancer overnight. Oh, very overwhelming. He said 2 weeks into his diagnosis, he started chemotherapy. He's facing it head on, like shaved his head, kind of as like, you know what? And just, you're not going to get me. I'm going to get you first. And he's taking a very positive outlook on everything. He also revealed he's going to be a grandpa. His son's expecting a first baby. So he's got a lot to look forward to. And
Wish him the best of luck.
Yeah, it's so
sad for him, because I can only imagine how much of a nightmare that day is. But it sounds like the mentality. He's got the right mentality, man.
You gotta have that. Yep. But I mean, I haven't finished reading the story, so there could be more to it. But he's completed 6 rounds of chemo already, taking everything day by day. So, gosh, let's hope he can pull through. I grew up watching Full House. That was like my favorite show. I mean, I taped it on VHS if I had to leave the house. Like, I was obsessed with it. So,
and he's a big Detroit sports fan.
He really is.
He was at the Red Wing game I went to earlier this season.
He goes to like a ton of Wings games. He's always been a Wings fan for sure.
Now, did he have like a tumor they had to extract?
Well, I think because, you know, when you get sick, like you have lymph nodes
swollen
all over your body, right? And they get swollen when you get sick. It's your way, your body is trying to fight off the infection. Well, his lymph nodes just, I don't know where on his body. I mean, you have them all over your body. Got so swollen from his illness, which is what he thought. His body's just trying to fight off this upper respiratory infection. So finally, I think he waited to go see his doctor because he thought, my body's just doing what it needs to do.
Yep.
And then when one of his lymph nodes was so swollen, was finally like, you know what, let's get this checked out. And I think they just did like a PET scan or
maybe a biopsy.
Yeah. And a biopsy. And that's, he said, 3 days later, got the news. Yeah.
So we don't know if he has to cut it out.
Oh, Greg.
Come on.
Greg.
That was the great setup.
Greg.
Great setup.
In other news, Central Michigan's football coach, Jim McElwain, could be fired for his role in the whole Connor Stallions guest appearance on the sideline during that game last season. You've got your fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Please tell me he's fired.
Oh, you want him to be fired.
Yes. Go ahead,
all right.
Continue.
So anyway, the NCAA is investigating, and McElwain, they're investigating him. And if he is found to have been involved in allowing Stallions on the sideline, he could obviously be punished, and one of the punishments could be firing. Now, he has stated that he was unaware that Stallions was even at the game, definitely didn't condone it, didn't offer him the chance to walk on the sideline. But obviously, the investigation will determine if that's true or not. It will soon be legal for Detroit residents to own chickens, ducks, and bees, thanks to this amendment to the ordinance regulating animal ownership. So private homeowners will now be permitted to keep any of these three animal species on their property as long as they really like follow all the rules. You have to have certain shelters for them. You have to dispose of their waste and make sure you have documentation and things like that. But it goes into effect next year, January 31st. So if this is something you want to do, go for it.
Chickens, ducks, and bees.
And bees, that's it. And there's a limit on to how you can only have up to 8 ducks, 8 chickens, and 4 honey beehives.
Huh.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love honey?
Somebody.
You don't like honey?
No, I do like honey. I mean, it's not something I seek out. I like honey.
Well, yeah, but
I mean, was just saying somebody out there, I'm sure, doesn't like. Oh, no. No, that's not for me. Mm-mm.
Honey in your tea?
Oh, I hate tea.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, I use honey for cooking.
Hot honey on like a pizza?
On a pizza?
Hot honey is a trend. Have you not had this?
Hot honey on your pizza?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's wonderful.
Oh, nasty. No, I would never do that.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Okay. Do you like pineapple on your pizza?
No.
Okay. But you like honey on your pizza.
A little jalapenos, hot honey.
Shh.
That's Heather with the news.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.